Going well. Nice, beautiful day, beautiful weather, and, you know, it feels like spring, but, you know, as always with March, I'm sure we'll get a couple snow events, and so people can't put the snow tires away and they'll forget their winter driving.
No, we've been spoiled, and it sounds nice through Saturday, and then kind of reminds us that we're from Minnesota again after that.
Yeah,
so.
Right. You know, yeah, the tournaments start, the high school tournaments, and it seems like we always get one weekend where we get a big snow event. So, yeah. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, before we know it, summer will be here, and, you know, we'll be in the parade season and everybody getting out and camping and fishing. So, today, all the people have to pull their permanent fish houses off the lake. So with the start of March, so a lot of things happening.
Yeah, it would have been easy to forget to get the fish houses off a week ago.
Uh-huh.
With as cold as it was, and we were still making ice, but this warm weather is a pleasant reminder that spring's around the corner. So
definitely, yeah. I mean, I'm surprised how much snow we've lost just in the last 3 days with this warm weather, and I couldn't barely see over my driveway with the piles there, but now it's getting down there again and starting to see peaks of grass.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. It's been a rough winter between the cold weather and then lately all the snow coming down. It's time. So.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, what do we have going on in Rice County?
Well, you know, we're in the process of hiring a couple deputies here. I think I mentioned it last month that we have two vacancies, and then in July I have permission to hire two more. So we're busy hiring in both the jail and on patrol. So that'll help us. We'll have an extra investigator, an extra person at the courthouse. Things are always busy at the courthouse now, and we're in the process of putting in a metal detector and an x-ray at the courthouse to bolster our courthouse security. So that's going to be a good thing. We hope to have that in place by midsummer now, and it's a lot of good things happening, and have a couple new sergeants. Paula Roach I promoted last month, and then Trevor Peterson's getting promoted here in a couple weeks. So a couple new sergeants on the sheriff's office, so we're real excited.
All right, congrats to them. Yeah. Now, the x-ray machines at the courthouse, is that like when you go through the checkpoints at the airport? You just go in, it does a circle around you, and you're good to go?
Well, no, it's actually going to be like where you put your bag in the conveyor belt.
Oh,
push
not
it
a
through,
body x-ray.
And then it's actually just a metal detector that you walk through, and then if you set it off, then we'll wand you and stuff like that. But, you know, right now we do it intermittently. So we set it up yesterday and had a person coming in with a taser, and caught that when they were coming in. And, you know, it's just it's something that we've always wanted to do, but it's obviously expensive. But we did get a grant to assist us, and the commissioners voted to come up and, you know, let me approve the budget with some extra additions for courthouse security. So we'll have two people there, you know, checking people in, and, you know, hopefully it'll, you know, keep the weapons out of the courthouse, and you know, we never want a significant scary event like they have, you know, down south and other courthouses across the nation. And, you know, it makes good sense. And I'm sure, you know, we'll be talking more with the schools and stuff and how they can bolster their security as well. But, you know, we have great people working here in Northfield and throughout the county, and we keep an open line of communication with all the schools and work with them to try to keep the school safe as well.
Yeah, it seems to be the hot topic right now. And, you know, in a courthouse, not everybody's showing up to court happy. So
no,
it's good to check them.
That's that's for sure. And, you know, with the meeting with the Faribault School District the other day, you know, they said when they talked to a couple vendors as far as putting stuff in, and they said, we can make you as secure as a jail if that's what you want. And, you know, and I think people want safety, but you still want the schools to be inviting and not scare people.
You want it to be an inviting learning environment. And
exactly.
Feel safe but comfortable. You don't want to feel like you're in jail.
Right. So. No, we don't want that. But so we'll continue to work with everybody in the county and provide the, you know, great resources. And again, the biggest thing that I always tell people is, you know, you have to have an open line of communication between, you know, whether it's businesses or schools or whoever. So yeah, I'm look forward to working with them in the future on these issues. So
All right. Now, on a lighter note, what was the guy's excuse for the taser? Did he think he could have
it's,
it?
It's personal safety.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And, yeah, yeah, he, you know, he's one of those. And you know, actually, we probably see more people that have the conceal and carry permit for firearms. And you know, I think this is only the second or third person that I've encountered in about 30 years that carries one for personal safety, a taser, but they're out there. And, you know, just like mace and other things, you know, you can buy them and you know, he's never had to use it, but, he got it back. He just couldn't bring it into the courthouse. So,
all right. Well, a story that we had on earlier the week in Northfield is fake pills going around.
Yeah, that
it's,
was scary.
Scary. Yeah,
that was very scary. Yeah, I was working last Friday morning when the call came out Northfield with the unresponsive parties here, and then it, you know, as soon as they got there, it was learned that there was two unresponsive people, and then Sunday another event. So. Chief Nelson did the right thing by putting out a public notice and letting people know, because we know there's got to be other people out there that probably purchase those things. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, what it ends up being. But, you know, another good reminder to, you know, these three people have a second chance at life now. And hopefully this is enough motivation for them to get the help they need, you know, with their addiction. And hopefully pass the word around town that, you know, the stuff's bad stuff and they get rid of them. So,
well, and hopefully they're grateful enough that they work along with you guys to get these off the street.
I really hope so. Definitely.
More drugs going on is Ryder and Thompson, the two meth dealers that I saw. Thompson has pleaded guilty.
Yeah.
We got them off the street and hopefully some of the meth off the street. Has that been kind of what you've seen?
Those two, we're making a significant dent by taking them off the street. Really made a big difference in Rice County and the surrounding areas. Those guys were doing a lot of bad things around the area, and so I think they're going to be. I can't remember what their sentences are right now, but they're definitely. They're going to have a lot of time to think about their actions and deal with the consequences now, but it's definitely, I think, going to make it safer for us. And as we see many times, somebody else will try to take over where they left off, and our task force personnel throughout the county are doing a phenomenal job. And I just want to remind the citizens to make sure that if you're seeing something that's suspicious, you see, you know, short-term traffic, you know, a lot of it going on, and they're there to call and report those things so we can kind of keep an eye on things, because we can't fight this drug issue alone, and we need the assistance of a community, you know, and we work great with the Chemical Health Coalition, and, you know, now with the legislature in session, we're starting to see different bills on, you know, drugs and guns, and then mental health is another big issue right now that we're constantly dealing with in law enforcement. And so we're working with Representative Bly and the other legislators and senators throughout the county and then in the state to try to bolster our mental health system, because, you know, we need more places that we can send people for help, you know, and our emergency rooms in Northfield and Faribault are just getting overwhelmed with the mental health stuff. And, you know, so I've it's been great working with them, and we'll continue to work with them and hopefully come up with something positive. And, you know, whether it be a facility somewhere in Rice County or more therapists and psychiatrists and psychologists to help these people with these issues, because, you know, it's a scary thing, and we're constantly doing more and more training for our officers, and you know, it's, you know, another sad thing about our job, but you know, we're doing our best and working with the community trying to help this problem.
Well, at times, it's an uphill battle. We had Representative Bly on yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and he was discussing with the mental health issue that the beds aren't there.
Right.
And he's working to try and get that money to get beds there. When people need help and are willing to accept help,
yeah.
but the help's not there,
right.
it becomes a downward spiral that then you guys have to deal with them.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, and, you know, unfortunately, that's why I was late this morning. I you know, came on at 5:45, and at 6 o'clock, we already had a mental health call, and so we were dealing with that. And, you know, it's not something, you know, it's a 24/7, 365 thing, and you never know when people are going to hit that point. And fortunately, this person, you know, reached out for help and didn't do anything serious where, you know, it's irreversible. But, yeah, it's really sad. So, again, thank you to Representative Bly and the rest of the legislators and senators that are working with us here in Rice County to help with this.
Well, and I, you know, with all the events that have happened over the past couple years, you're not going to get the two sides to come together necessarily and agree on the gun control issue.
Yeah.
But on the mental health side,
yeah,
I feel like they can at least work together.
Right.
And get these people that are doing bad things the help they need. So
yeah,
best of luck with coming up with a solution there.
Yeah, exactly. And I hope, you know, I hope that the, you know, these gun control issues are going to bring both sides to a compromise as well, because, you know, it's a really touchy thing, and there's a lot of people out there that are responsible with their gun ownership, and we just need to, you know, use common sense and come up with some compromises here where we can make this a safer community and a safer state and nation. But there's always something going on, but you know, mental health has been a significant issue, and every time I talk to one of the senators or legislators and they say, "Sheriff, what's the issue?" And, you know, mental health, drugs, and, you know, crime. You know, our crime stats overall in Rice County continue to kind of trend downwards, but, you know, that doesn't mean we have, our job is done. We got to keep that going that way and continue to work with everybody.
Yeah, between the drugs and mental health, it's when you're not in your right mind, you make that bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, speaking of crimes, there are still some scams going on around the county.
Yeah, it's been a little better this week, but, you know, a couple weeks ago we were having people call in, calling citizens and say, "Hey, I've got a relative of yours in jail, and you know, this is the only phone call we can make for them, and you need to give me your credit card number so we can get them out of jail." And unfortunately, we had a couple people that fell for it and lost some money, but. Again, a reminder that we don't call from the jail and say, "Here, post bail over the phone." You need to come to the jail and post it there in person, either with a bondsman or cash, and you get a receipt and everything else. So I just want to remind people, if you're a little fishy about it, ask for a phone number, ask for a callback number, and then call your local law enforcement as well if you're not sure, to see if this is a legit thing, because we don't want to see people get scammed out of money.
Yeah, it's unfortunate nowadays that being trusting can definitely, people can take advantage of you, and you have to start questioning everything a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, we obviously still have burglaries and thefts and car break-ins, but, you know, 30 years ago we didn't have these phone scams, and we didn't have these computer scams where people are coming onto the internet and asking you for information or even trying to steal it out of your computer. So it's always changing, and that's why law enforcement is, you know, still a interesting thing, because you have new challenges arising all the time.
Yeah, I got a phone call from the IRS, they said.
Oh, yeah.
I had some back taxes. Before you file this year's taxes, you need to clear them off before there'll be huge penalties.
Yeah.
And to do this, we just need your Social Security number.
Yeah.
I said, "You're the IRS. Don't you already have that?"
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm glad you didn't fall for that, because, yeah, I mean, and this is, obviously it's tax time, so, you know, it might be a good time for them to try some of these scams. And if they get, you know, one or two people out of 20, you know, they're still making money, and that's the sad part about it. So they're going to keep trying to prey on people. And so that's why it's important that you share with your friends and family, watch out for these things, talk about these things, and then getting it out in the media as well. So,
yeah. All right, Sheriff Dunn, anything else?
No, I think this is good. I appreciate you being patient with me and playing a couple tunes till I could get here. And, you know, thank goodness everybody was law-abiding between here and Morristown. And
yeah. You didn't have to pull anybody over?
Didn't have to pull anybody over, yeah, because that's happened a few times coming over. So.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and the heads up that you're going to be running late, so at least we could give you some music to listen to on your way over.
Appreciate that. Have a great day.
All right, thanks.